Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on balancing jungle swing for smoky warehouse vibes. Today we're working in that sweet zone where the drums feel alive, a little unruly, but still controlled enough to hit hard in the mix. That's the whole trick with jungle, raggedy NB, and darker warehouse rollers. The groove should breathe, it should lean, it should have attitude, but it still needs to stay readable for the dancer floor. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar loop with a swung break, a solid kick and snare backbone, some ghost notes and shuffled hats, a bass line that leaves space, and a few ragga-style vocal chops that answer the rhythm instead of crowding it. We're going to do it all with stock Ableton tools, so everything stays practical and repeatable. First things first, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic sweet spot for jungle and ragga-influenced drum and bass. You can go a little slower or faster later, but for this lesson, lock it to 174 so your decisions are consistent. Now create 3 MIDI tracks. Name them Drums Main, Bass, and Ragga FX. On the Drums Main track, load a drum rack and start with your core hits, kick, snare, closed hat, open hat or ride, and if you've got one, a chopped break or a few break slices. Don't overcomplicate the first loop. Start simple. Put the main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That snare is your anchor. In drum and bass, the snare tells the listener where the groove hangs, even when the break gets broken up and the hats start shuffling around it. Add the kick on beat 1, and if you need a little extra forward motion, try another kick on the and or the of beat 2. Keep it minimal at this stage. We're building a pocket, not a wall of hits. Now let's bring in the break and start giving it some character. If you're using an audio break, turn warp on. Depending on the source, try beats mode for punchy, transients or complex if the break needs a little more natural texture. If you're in beats mode, experiment with transient preservation around 1/8 or 1/16, and don't chop the tail too aggressively unless you want a very tight, dry result. Here's where the groove starts to move. Open the groove pool and try a swing like MPC 16 swing 56, 58, or 60. Start subtle. A lot of people make the mistake of swinging everything too hard, and then the groove stops feeling deep and starts sounding goofy. For smoky warehouse vibes, we want tension, not cartoon shuffle. Set the groove amount somewhere around 20 to 45% to start. Then listen closely and make a few manual timing moves. This is important. Don't just rely on the groove pool. Nudge a few ghost hits slightly late, especially hats and smaller break details. Keep the main kick and snare more stable. Think in push and pull zones. The downbeat should feel solid, while the decorative stuff can lag a little. A ghost hat that lands 10 to 25 milliseconds late can create way more feel than moving the whole groove around. Also, pay attention to velocity. Softer hits often feel later to the ear, even when they're technically on the grid. That means you can create perceived shuffle without moving everything in time. It's a really useful trick. Use it on hats, ghost snares, and little break accents. Next, let's make the backbone hit properly. Program a clean kick and snare anchor in MIDI so the break has something to lean on. If the break is busy, you may only need the kick to reinforce impact. Then shape the kick with drum bus. Try drive around 5 to 12%, boom lightly if the kick needs more body, and a bit of transience if you want more attack. Don't overdo the boom. In this style, the kick should support the groove, not swallow it. For the snare, use EQ8 to clean up anything below roughly 100 to 150 Hz. If it needs a little more snap, add a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz. If it sounds too clean, a touch of saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on, can give it that slightly worn warehouse edge. Now we bring in the shuffle details. Add ghost notes around the main snare hits, but keep them subtle. These are not leads, they're little groove shadows. Try a low velocity snare ghost before beat 2, or tiny pickup after beat 4. Add closed hats in 16 THS, but don't let them run constantly. Remove a few notes to create breathing room. That space matters. A groove feels deeper when it has room to exhale. Good velocity ranges here are roughly 25 to 55 for closed hats, 15 to 35 for ghost snares, and 40 to 70 for open hats. Those numbers aren't rules, but they're a solid starting point. Adjust by ear. If your hats start feeling too bright or cluttered, group them and add auto filter. High pass them somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz so they stay out of the low end, and if you want a little sharper tick, add a bit of resonance. You can even automate the cutoff slightly over 8 or 16 bars to keep the top end moving. That little motion can make the whole loop feel more alive. Now let's add the ragga element. This is where the call and response energy comes in. Use a chopped vocal phrase, a shouted one shot, a spoken ad-lib, or even a short melodic stab, put it on the Rag FX track and keep it selective. The idea is to answer the drums, not constantly sit on top of them. Try placing vocal hits at the end of bar 2 or 4, after a snare, or right before a fill. That kind of placement makes the groove feel conversational. Process the vocal with EQ to cut the lows below around 120 to 180 Hz. Add echo with short delay times and filtered repeats, and maybe a bit of reverb, with a dark tone and low mix. If needed, use a light compressor sidechain to the kick so the vocal sits back into the pocket instead of fighting the drums. For a smoky vibe, automate an auto filter on the vocal chop. Start low passed or band passed. Then open it up when you want the phrase to bloom. A filtered ragga phrase can sound like it's coming out of the walls, which is exactly the kind of atmosphere we want. Now let's build the bass. For darker warehouse vibes, a reese, sub-reese, or a simple deep bass layer works really well as long as the phrasing is controlled. Use wavetable, operator, or analog to create the sound. Keep the sub clean and mono with utility. That part is non-negotiable if you want the low end to translate properly. A good starting point is a sine or smooth triangle for the sub, mostly below 90 Hz, and a slightly detuned mid layer if you want more presence. Keep the stereo width under control. If the bass gets too wide, it starts to blur the groove. Let the mids move if you want, but keep the foundation tight. Rhythmically, less is more here. Don't put a bass note under every snare if the break is busy. Leave space. In this style, the bass should answer the drums, not step all over them. Sometimes a sparse two-bar phrase hits way harder than a non-stop line. And if the bass is fighting the kick, carve a little pocket with EQ8 or use a gentle sidechain with compressor or glue compressor. Keep the pumping subtle unless you specifically want that effect. Now let's glue the drums together. Group the drum elements and route them to a drum bus. On that bus, try glue compressor with a low ratio, around 1.5 to 2 to 1, a slower attack, and a medium release. The goal is cohesion, not squashing. If the compressor is grabbing too hard, your swing will collapse and the groove will lose its breath. Add a little saturator or drum bus if you want extra grit, and use EQ8 to trim any mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the layers are piling up. You want the drums to feel like one living unit, not a bunch of separate samples pasted together. Here's a really important teacher note. Check the loop at different listening levels. Turn it down. Listen quietly. If the groove still feels good at low volume, then the pocket is probably working. If it only feels exciting loud, you may be relying too much on impact instead of flow. Now we shape the arrangement. Open arrangement view and build a 16-bar section with clear movement. Think of it like a story arc. Bars 1 to 4 should be restrained. Introduce the break, a bit of bass, maybe one ragga chop. Bars 5 to 8 can add hats, ghost notes, and a stronger bass reply. Bars 9 to 12 can open up with more filter brightness or a slightly different hat pattern. Bars 13 to 16 should give you a fill, a snare variation, a vocal throw, or some kind of turnaround. Use automation to create tension and release. Open the bass filter at the start of bar 9. Add a little more reverb or delay to a vocal phrase at the end of bar 8 or 16, then pull it back quickly so the drop stays clean. You can also mute the kick for half a bar before the return, which creates a nice pocket of tension. In drum and bass, contrast is power. A little emptiness can make the re-entry feel huge. If your groove starts to feel rigid after compression or bus processing, back off. Reduce the ratio. Adjust the attack so the transients survive. Keep some raw energy in the mix. This style needs punch, but it also needs air. One more key point. Don't requantize the whole loop after you've manually shaped the break. That can erase the character you just created. Quantize newly added notes if you need to, but leave your edited break phrases alone. The charm is in those tiny irregularities. If you want to go a step further, try resampling your 8-bar groove to audio and then making tiny manual edits in arrangement view. Nudge one ghost note late. Pull one hat slightly earlier. Remove one kick from the second half of the loop. Those small changes can make the whole thing feel more played and less looped. Before we wrap up, quickly check your low end in mono using utility. Make sure the sub is centered. Keep width in the mid layer if needed, but the foundation should stay solid and straight. Also listen for snare masking, bass smearing, and any extra low end in the Rag FX. Clean those up with EQ8 and keep the groove breathing. Here's a fast practice challenge you can repeat on your own later. Build a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM with kick, snare, hats, and one chopped break. Add a groove pool swing between 56 and 60, but keep the main snare mostly stable. Add 3 ghost notes. Build a simple bass line with no more than 4 note changes per bar. Drop in one raga chop at the end of bar 2 and bar 4. Put utility on the bass and check it in mono. Then automate one thing, like a filter open, a delay throw or a reverb swell into the last bar. When you listen back, ask yourself, does it feel human but controlled? Does the bass leave room for the swing? And do the raga elements answer the drums instead of sitting on top of them? If the answer is yes, you've got the vibe. So the big takeaway is this. Keep your core kick and snare stable. Let the swing live in the ghosts, hats, and break to tails, and use micro timing, velocity, and selective automation to create that smoky warehouse pressure. Balance is everything. Human, heavy, spacious. That's the lane. Nice work.